Coming up on Sunday, May 28th, it is the Hike for Huron Hospice, which has a new name, the June Robinson Memorial Hike for Huron Hospice. To learn more about the event, we have the Manager of Fund Development, Christopher Walker, from Huron Hospice on the phone. Hi, Christopher. How are you today?
I'm great, thank you. How are you, JC?
Very good, thanks. Appreciate you joining us to talk about such an important event. Let's start with just the history, or at least the recent history, as the event has since been renamed the June Robinson Memorial Hike for Huron Hospice. Who was June Robinson?
June Robinson was a wonderful supporter of Huron Hospice, but June really loved to support the Huron Hospice hike. So we lost June last year, and we thought it was a particularly important time to pay tribute to her and recognize her for her ongoing support. The hike was important to June because she was able to bring her family together. It was a great family time. And as you know, grandmothers, they love as much family around them as much as possible. June, it also happened that June was one of our top fundraisers. June always said the hike was most important for her because it brought her family together. But I think secretly she really liked being the top fundraiser as well. So we're really happy to recognize her this year.
And so this year's event is happening on Sunday, May 28th. It will start with the hike beginning at 10:30 that morning until about 1:30. There'll be a barbecue lunch that'll be happening as well. For people that are looking to register a team or as an individual, how would they go about doing that?
To do all of those, you go to our website and look for the link on the hike page, and the link will take you to the registration. If anybody's having any kind of difficulty with that, they should call me directly on my cell phone at 519-525-7352.
Perfect. And we'll definitely be posting all of this information up on our website as well at shorelineclassicsfm.com. Is there anything else about this year's event that we need to know, Christopher?
What's really important, the event is taking place at the Stanley Community Center on Mill Road, just outside Varna. There are two trails there. They're wonderful. They're not really hard. One of them has a gravel path for those who have a stroller or who are having difficulty walking, but the trails are wonderful, and they're particularly wonderful in the springtime. The other thing that everybody should know is stay tuned to our website, because we're adding elements to this hike all the time. So far we're having, as you said, we're having a barbecue, but we've got local gyms are getting together to help us with fun family-friendly workouts. There's going to be a scavenger hunt on the trail for kids. It's one of those find as many things in the forest that you can. With the barbecue, it's a wonderful time for family and friends to get together.
Sounds like it's going to be a great event. It is every year that Huron Hospice has their annual hike. This year, of course, the June Robinson Memorial Hike for Hospice. Again goes Sunday, May 28th. You can get details online at huronhospice.ca. I also wanted to ask you, Christopher, too, it's National Volunteer Week, and there's always a need for volunteers at the hospice.
We love our volunteers. Huron Hospice has 130 volunteers who take care of a variety of things. Our board of directors are all volunteers. Volunteers visit with families and provide respite in the community. They work at our Bender House making meals, taking care of the grounds. Volunteers maintain the building, everything from the heating and ventilation to the cleaning. We love volunteers, but if anybody would like to volunteer, I encourage them to give me a call. Like I said, my cell phone number is 519-525-7352, and we welcome anybody who wants to join up with us.
Excellent. Well, it's well worth, if you've got the time to give, to give it to Huron Hospice. And if you have the time to participate in this year's June Robinson Memorial Hike for Hospice, you should also do that on Sunday, May 28th. Again, the website is huronhospice.ca. We will post this interview and all the information up on our website at shorelineclassicsfm.com. Christopher Walker, it was great to talk to you this morning and to learn more about this great event.
Thank you very much, JC. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to seeing everybody on the 28th of May.